Welcome to the Step Into the Story minicast. You know, recently I got to sit down with Bob Goff. He's a friend. I don't get to see him as often as I wish. Best-selling author, attorney, advocate. He is into so many things. But of all of Bob's titles, Bob, the title that you like to use of yourself is really strange, and it just begs for an explanation. You refer to yourself as the Chief Balloon Inflator. Where did you get that name, and what does that mean?
Yeah, I think it's not being self-effacing, but I think God takes all of our accomplishments and diplomas and accolades and all that and makes confetti out of them to celebrate the poor and the needy and the people that are hurting. And so I want to help people blow up their ideas, whatever that means, to make some things are meant to stay small. Some things are meant to get big. So you can scale them however you want. And it's not about, you know, motivational talks and all that, but to connect what is God has put inside of you with an opportunity that's adjacent to you. To say there's something that you have all kinds of ambitions. I've got everything on my ambition list. It'd be easier to make a list of the things I don't want to do than the things I do want to do, because it pretty much is everything. But there aren't always opportunities. But where an ambition and an opportunity meet, man, that's where some really cool things. And if faith guides your steps and you're listening to this, then that is where oftentimes Jesus will meet you, where an opportunity and ambition are. You just got to get your head on a swivel. It's the beginning of the book of Acts. It's Acts 1:1, Theophilus, means lover of God. Look for many convincing proofs that Jesus is still alive. And so as a man of faith, I've just always got my head on a swivel to say, wow, would this be possible? Could this happen? Would that happen? And that feels like it's just blowing up balloons.
Well, there you go. There's a glimpse into what we talked about. It's a full 30-minute episode on Step Into the Story. And one thing about Bob, I mean, that was maybe the easiest interview I've ever done. I think I asked him about three questions and then got out of his way. He is, I believe, one of the most gifted storytellers in our generation, but it's not fluff. There's a depth there, and I needed the conversation that we enjoyed, and you need it too. So check it out at Step Into the Story, and then let me know what you think about it. And subscribe, tell your friends about it. Let's get this truth out there to a whole lot more people. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for the Step Into the Story podcast, powered by Walk Through the Bible. We'd love to hear what you think by giving us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Also, don't miss a single episode by clicking the subscribe button. If you'd like more resources to help you explore and live God's Word in your daily life, visit walkthrough.org. That's walkthrough.org. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.